the stream this week will sound different than others. It's not driven by a story I want to share with you, but by the curiosity and questions of you, the listener. We've been getting a lot of questions about a complicated topic, PFAS.
So, here's what I found on that.
I met with one of those listeners to try to answer her questions.
Hi, this is Michelle from Rhinelander, and I'd like to know, what are the locations of the active wells, particularly regarding their proximity to wells 7 and 8?
First, a short reminder. Wells 7 and 8, which are both located at the Rhinelander-Oneida County Airport, are shut down after finding high levels of PFAS compounds. To Michelle's question, Rhinelander now has three active wells, wells 4, 5, and 6. Wells 1, 2, and 3 have been out of commission for years. According to the city's Wellhead Protection Plan, wells 4 and 5 are near each other on South Oneida Avenue, about midway between Bessie's Meat Market and Golden Harvest Market. Well 6 is on the city's west side, near the intersection of Lois and Phillips Streets. You can see a map on WXPR.org. Here's Michelle again.
What is the likelihood that the contamination of either 7 or 8 could transmit to the currently active wells?
Again, we looked to the same document
Wellhead Protection Plan
and asked Bart Sexton, a project manager with Sand Creek Environmental Consultants and the former Oneida County Solid Waste Director.
My estimation is that wells 4 and 5 would have little or no chance of being contaminated from the same source. And well 6 would only have a very, very slight chance because it's just about the same elevation as the groundwater being pulled into wells 7 and 8.
Like any other water, groundwater, which wells tap into underground, flows downhill. For contamination to reach wells 4 and 5, it would have to both cross the Wisconsin River and flow uphill. Highly unlikely. Well 6 has a slightly higher chance of drawing in contaminated water from the same source as wells 7 and 8, but that chance is still tiny, Sexton said.
It's probably about a 2-mile distance there, and it's what we refer to as side gradients.
That is, it would have to flow across a hill instead of flowing downhill. Chances are the source contaminating wells 7 and 8 isn't harming any other Rhinelander wells.
What steps is the state taking to pinpoint the source of the contamination of wells 7 and 8?
It's another good question from Michelle, and one with good timing. Last Monday, the DNR sent a letter to the Rhinelander-Oneida County Airport, naming it a responsible party for PFAS contamination in wells 7 and 8. The DNR ordered the airport to start an 11-step investigation and reporting process, with potential cleanup needed if the DNR's suspicion is proven correct. The DNR's Chris Sari pointed to firefighting foam, which is stored at the airport by federal mandate and is a known source of PFAS compounds.
In terms of proximity to the wells and in terms of unknown, at least storage and potentially past use of these firefighting foams, they would be the most likely a likely close by source.
But Airport Director Matthew Leitner is not so sure. In a tour in September, he said only 2 to 4 gallons of the foam is used each year for required testing, and most of it ends up in a bucket for disposal. It's never been used in an active incident.
We don't use it regularly. We use it extremely sparingly. It's not something that we play with, and it's not something that we would ever play with.
Leitner pledged transparency and cooperation with the DNR, but admitted he was surprised by what the agency found. He said he's always followed state and federal rules, which force him to store the foam and test it annually.
Well, I would like to know more about how they drew that conclusion. I provided them with all the information from our end, and this letter seems to draw a conclusion, and I'd really like to know more about the path from here to there.
As a first step, the airport must hire an environmental consultant by early January. Michelle's last question is not about water quality in Rhinelander, but water quantity instead.
A year ago, Rhinelander had 5 operational wells. With wells 7 and 8 now out of commission, where does that leave the city in terms of meeting our needs for a clean supply of water?
On average, Rhinelander uses 1.7 million gallons of water daily, according to the Wellhead Protection Plan. Wells 7 and 8 together only supplied a relatively small amount of that, about 23%, according to wastewater foreman Jim Gossage. But what about if we have a winter of extreme cold, requiring most or all city homes and businesses to keep water running to avoid freezing pipes? Gossage spoke at a Common Council meeting last week.
Looking back to the numbers from 2014, when there was a citywide run order.
It's hard to hear, but Gossage said the maximum the city used in a recent bad winter was about 2.5 million gallons daily, and the three remaining wells could meet that demand. However, in the case of a fire requiring a lot of water, Gossage admitted it's possible that capacity could be pushed. What questions do you have about water, water quality, and water resources in the Northwoods? Whether they relate to PFAS or not, let's get them answered. Submit them at wxpr.org/thestream. I'm Ben Meyer.